Printing, scanning, shredding. That's what productivity sounds like. Thanks to my Amex Business Platinum card, I couldn't be happier about upgrading my business tools. These are exciting times in paperwork.
Unlock over $1,000 per year in statement credits on select purchases in categories including tech, recruiting, and wireless with an Amex Business Platinum card. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-platinum. Built for business by American Express.
We're going to hear from Scotty Boland on his return. We'll also be hearing from Nathan McAndrew as the Sydney Thunder get ready to kick off the BBL season at Manuka Oval against the Melbourne Stars. And the boss of the BBL, the general manager, Alistair Dobson, is on the line. Good morning, Alistair. Welcome to the program.
G'day, Matt. Great to chat again.
BBL 12 season kicks off, and boy, you don't have to look too far to get a bit of news going around. I mean, obviously, David Warner's the headline act. Can you squeeze in something for BBL amongst all of this news that's been generated out of the Test Arena?
Yeah, there's a fair bit going on, isn't there? But we're really excited about the BBL season next Tuesday night, as you say, a first game of the season. It's probably the longest pre-season in Australian sport, I reckon, the BBL. So we're looking forward to it, and we're absolutely looking forward to Dave Warner playing for the Thunder later in the season.
In all seriousness, you would have had to have kept your eye on the situation with Dave Warner, and obviously the Thunder did as well with their leadership position. So how much attention did you pay from that from your head office?
Oh, look, obviously it's relevant to the BBL, albeit we're really excited to have him play. I'm not across the finer points of any of the current situation or scenarios, other than knowing that the Thunder are really excited to have him on their list and playing games later in the season. So that's absolutely our focus. And I know he's excited to get back into the BBL after a number of years of not playing, and looking forward to playing in front of his fans and family in Sydney. So that's certainly our focus.
Where are you at with Steve Smith? Obviously, the Sydney Sixers and yourself would love to have Steve Smith in the BBL, but the Sixers have now closed out their roster. So it means if Steve Smith's going to get a game, it'll be at the back end after James Vince leaves the tournament. He's only playing the first half of the tournament. So where are those negotiations at, and how do you go about that?
Yeah, I'm probably not going to get into the specifics of player contracting, you know, on an individual basis, other than to say, obviously, Steve's an iconic BBL player with a great history with the Sixers, and we'd love to have him play in the competition this year. As you said, he's not available until the back end of the competition after the end of the Test Series. So we'd love to see him play. Obviously, there's discussions going on all the time around all our Australian players and giving them every opportunity to play. So that's ongoing.
61 matches for BBL Season 12, and as I mentioned, kicks off next Tuesday. We have a lot of discussion around this program and others on this network about the amount of cricket at the moment. You can't help where the T20 World Cup fell, and then we had the one day as now into the Tests. Where do you think BBL sits in the middle of all of this scheduling that's pretty jam-packed? And do you have too much? Are you confident that you'll have the support?
Yeah, I think after a couple of years of challenges, obviously, from a perspective of getting the competition played, and particularly having fans in the crowd in the stands, I think everyone's really excited about the prospect of crowds back at the BBL. I know our players are, and I know all the fans of the competition are. It's certainly a jam-packed cricket schedule each summer now, and I think the BBL has certainly found its nice, you know, niche place in that school holiday window, which I think is really the backdrop of summer now for Australia with the BBL. So, you know, it's a busy schedule. We have to work around Test matches and other international cricket, but we think this year's schedule in particular is probably the best we've had, you know, in a number of years, given we've got full availability of the white ball players now and obviously some good availability of the Australian Test team at the back end of the season. So all things being equal, it's shaping up for us really well.
Did your heart drop when you heard that Glennie Maxwell had broken his leg on a tennis court? I mean, we shouldn't laugh.
Yeah,
we shouldn't laugh, I know, but I think so many Aussies went, oh, no, really?
Yeah, it wasn't the phone call we were hoping, that's for sure.
No.
But, you know, our thoughts go out to him. I know it's been, you know, it's a really unfortunate accident, I guess, and you know, the Stars have really wrapped their arms around him, and he's going to be still involved with the team. And that said, they've got great depth at that club with other big names and lots of local heroes as well. So, yeah, it's a real shame. I know he's such a passionate and iconic BBL player that he'll still be involved. I'm sure we'll see him at all the Stars games and probably on TV as well. So You know, it's a shame, but you know, the season goes on.
Perth Scorchers, the reigning BBL champions, of course. Like I say, it's a long one. Just give me a final heads up on what fans can expect here. We know the type of cricket that we get from BBL. We know the type of excitement that it delivers to our lounge rooms. What about this season in terms of what the spectators and fans can look forward to? Some added punch for their purchase ticket.
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately it's getting back to what everyone loves about the BBL, which is summer nights and big crowds and really exciting cricket. I think our clubs are working really hard on putting the big show back on that perhaps they haven't been able to for the past couple of years. There's some really exciting events, lots of live music happening at games around the country, really family-friendly start times. And I think, notwithstanding a couple of recent injuries, I think the lists of our clubs are as strong as they've ever been with great overseas players coming in, lots of Australian heroes playing. So, you know, I think all in all, there's lots for fans to be excited about, playing at 14 different venues around the country. So there's plenty of opportunity for people in every nook and cranny of Australia to get a look at the BBL live. And I think, you know, put all that together, we think we're set for probably our best season ever.
Yeah, you've got a lot on your plate. It's a busy time. It's a big season ahead. Appreciate your time this morning. Best of luck with the season ahead.
Thanks, Matt.
It all starts Tuesday, December 13. So Sydney Thunder v the Melbourne Stars at Marnica Oval. Alistair Dobson is the BBL general manager. So, yeah, got his hands full there in the schedule for a start and trying to make sure that this ride continues. And perhaps it's the kind of impetus that cricket fans want. Let's get back into the bash and dash of BBL. 0457 736 736.